street.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, it's Rodomatic giving you tales from the street. Tonight's episode, dun, the dun. Island of Misfit Steelworkers.
Dun, dun, dun.
We should have like that 1950s kind of...
Is this one in 3D? Should I get my glasses out?
And it does have the little tickly things that tickle the back of your feet, too.
All right, so...
Ladies and gentlemen, for your amusement...
Picture, if you will.
Picture, if you will. Nine individuals working at a steel fabrication plant. Now, there they deal with little things like, you know, steel. Lots of it. Plasma torches, which are known to be hot.
Warm.
And very large ones, usually 11 to 12 at a time, attached to this bed. Well, as luck would have it, these nine individuals, one operating a crane, and eight others helping to offload...
That gets turned
somebody,
off.
No, somebody answers.
Helping to unload... A 40-foot by 8-foot sheet of 3/4-inch steel.
This is heavy.
This is not... I believe the written weight on it was approximately 40 to 42,000 pounds.
Okay.
Now, these said individuals slide in the hooks underneath this said piece of steel, signal to the crane operator to lift said piece of steel, take it off the trailer... And slowly start to move. Now, it's approximately about 8 feet off the ground because they have to clear the trailer first before they can lower it to a safer distance, approximately 3 to 4 inches off the ground, and then bring it along to where they're going to place it. Well, one of the hooks isn't exactly in place properly, and of course the person's kind of semi-supervising this, notices this and wants the crane to move just a little bit faster because it's a little bit gusty out, so they can get it down and close to the ground and reset it. So he signals to the one guy that placed it because he wants him to take a look at it. Now, he's on the other side of said plate of steel. Where would you not go in this case?
Under the plate of steel?
Under the plate of steel?
Why, that is correct. Congratulations. You move on to the next level.
Let me ask a few observational questions here. If I was a layman looking at this plate of steel, how much would I say it would weigh?
Approximately 40 to 42,000 pounds. Oh.
40 to 42,000 pounds, so nine.
That's 20 to 21 tons.
Is it, no, it's 5,000 pounds to a ton.
No, it's
5,000 feet to a mile.
It weighs a lot.
2,000 pounds to a ton. So that's
which ton are we talking about?
Approximately 20 to 21 tons.
Okay,
more
so
weight
it's
than you can actually
tank.
Imagine.
Yes,
a small tank.
Lots and lots.
Yes, okay, it's lots and lots. It's not exactly
small
light.
Yes.
So said layman, we'll leave him as Mr. X. Mr. X goes, "Aherk, garsh, I'll be right there, chief," and decides to duck under the plate. Well, approximately a third to halfway through it, wind gust picks up, shifts the plate, and falls off the crane. Smuck!
He then turns into a Warshak test.
Yeah.
Effectively, yes. So, we arrive on scene.
They're just like, is he okay?
No, they're now just using the heavy forklift to lift up part of it and literally just drag him out. Now, have you ever seen a bug that got hit on the side of the wall with a fly swatter? Just goes smack, and it's got that really horrible oblique angles look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that with a human being.
Wow.
I have to ask this. Was he
God
alive?
God wants you. No.
Well, as luck would have it, yes. But
no fucking way.
Yep. He was alive.
Oh, my.
Because, you see, it's 42,000 pounds, but it's distributed by an 8-foot by 40-foot section, so he only took probably about a ton and a half to 2 tons.
Oh, is that it? Oh, that's okay.
Well, and it's amazing how resilient the human
body is.
Really is.
Well, it's actually the term is flexible.
Yeah.
Because if you can compress to that level and even remotely not go pop squish, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, it's pretty nasty, I must admit.
So we
drag him off. Long story short, the man lives.
Wow.
But the injuries sustained are one shattered ankle, one shattered knee, one dislocated knee, one shattered pelvis.
That's the most painful injury possible, isn't it?
Effectively.
And that's just if it's broken. So shattered, that's got to be bad.
Go on.
Shattered implies more than two breaks.
Oh,
great.
Okay.
Excellent.
A spine, effectively shattered because it was broken in three places.
FFL, fucked for life.
Oh.
12 of 14 ribs broken.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, yes.
Two survived?
How many do you have?
That's pretty
14.
Good.
Yeah, 14 ribs, 12 broken, one clavicle. Shattered.
Whoa. What's that?
This bone right here.
Collarbone?
Collarbone, yep.
All right.
So, the collarbone broken. The neck, unscathed. Skull fractured. but orbit shattered. One of the orbits of the eye is shattered. Oh. So literally, the eye was kind of about halfway extruding out. But the guy was conscious for the whole time.
Oh, that's great.
Did he say, ow?
He didn't say much, just kind of,
that would be the first words I would mention. When the paramedics showed up, I'd say, ow!
But as
purely
as
for humor value.
However, yeah. As you're being crushed by your share, one share. And a half tons worth, just your share of the plate, you'd probably, what would you be saying?
Fuck, fuck,
whoa,
fuck,
darn.
Fuck, fuck.